Right. Well, if you haven't been, keeping up, I will be doing some rebranding soon. But before I do that, I want to get another review. I haven't reviewed a movie in a while. Been busy with the Celtic Frost retrospective, which is still going on. You can this weekend I should get the next one out. But I want to review a film again, and well, I wanted to keep the extreme film, reviews going on. These are not going to end, are they? Originally, I did not plan on it to be going on this long, but you know what? I like doing them, and I want to do what the fuck I want to do. But today we're taking a look at a film from 1976, and this film we're taking a look at is Shogun's Satanism. So Shogun's Sadism, excuse me, I almost said Satanism for a second. Was listening to some Nun Slaughter right before recording this, if you didn't know. Or if you care to know. We're not here to talk about Nun Slaughter, sadly. Nun Slaughter's fucking awesome. If you haven't listened to those guys, go do it. Okay. This film is also known as The Joy of Torture 2, Shogun Sadism. It's a sequel to Shogun's Joy of Torture from 68. But where do I begin with this film? Well, I assume I should say that I've had a mostly positive experience with Japanese films. If you follow the show for any time, you know I absolutely love the Japanese guinea pig films, as well as movies such as Grotesque. If you've been following the show for some time, you also know I have had good experience with films set during historical time periods, such as Philosophy of a Knife and Men Behind the Sun, movies which I liked a lot. This film takes place during the Edo period of Japan, which, if you look into this stuff, it is pretty interesting. I'm not going to get all the way into it, but it is some pretty interesting stuff if you're into history, such as myself. So check it out if you're interested. Now the plot of this movie is divided into two separate stories. The first being about a girl who was enslaved and tortured, and the second storyline being about a man who tries to escape with a girl he ends up falling in love with. The two stories are basic but work quite well with the runtime of 80 minutes. The writing in this is also pretty well done for a movie of this type, which doesn't require Oscar level writing here. Wasn't expecting that, but you could tell there was a good effort put into it. And just a side note, if you're watching this on where I watch this, the subtitles, some of them were misspelled and all, so just a warning for those who, if that bothers you. The cast all do a good job with this material given. The performances all get the job done for this type of film. Once in not Oscar-worthy levels of acting, but genuinely solid acting for the most part in this film. Now, the gore in this movie is pretty well done, with all the main effects being very realistic in this. Now, the gore in this movie is not over the top, like, say, the later films in the Guinea Pig series. But it's still pretty well done, and it's still pretty grounded, more along the lines of like Grotesque, if you have ever seen that, which I have a review of. You should go listen to it. It's pretty good. But the direction of this film is also, like everything else, pretty good, with some really good shots of Japanese landmarks and stuff being very well done. In terms of my only negative I have with this movie, I felt the pacing of this film was kind of slow at times and kind of dragged on. It would cut from someone getting tortured to some rather just normal stuff. Like just I thought it was kind of slow. It's like, man, come on. Yes, I know the film had a runtime. You could only do so much with 80 minutes. I get that. But still, I think you could they could have and they should have found a way to make the pacing a little bit better with this film. Now, if you go, the IMDb for this has a 5.5, which I don't know if I agree with that. I'll probably have like a 7, but the cast's all people I cannot pronounce, by the way. Yeah, IMDb reviews. Yeah, but yeah, you do get imagery of, in terms of violent content in this film, if you want to know. Since I like going into all that, because that's what we do here. There is well, we got sequences of people getting crucified on a cross. And yes, they do go into the theme of religion briefly in this film. In the first story arc of the flick. I'll say this film. Overall, it's a solid 7 out of 10 movie. That if you're a fan of extreme films, I would check this one out. It's not necessary to watch. I wouldn't really say this is an essential, but this is a good bonus, I would say. If you've never seen, a film like this before. But yeah, guys, keep it brutal.